trade interest in Cuba. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. It's just 90 miles off the Florida coast, but Cuba still remains much further away from farmers and other business leaders here in Tennessee that would like to see those trade sanctions and embargo lifted.
Cuba imports about 80% of its domestic food products. Tennessee is exporting things that they're consuming, like soybeans, poultry, wheat, and corn. So there's obviously a role that Tennessee can play in filling that 80% need that they're importing.
Eddie Bryant is Director of Policy and Advocacy for Engage Cuba. That's a bipartisan public policy organization that's dedicated to normalizing trade relations with Cuba. And on Monday, the group is holding an event in Nashville to announce its state coalition members who represent business and industry, including agriculture, who support ending the embargo.
We have Catherine Glover, who's the president of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce. We have Lewis Buck, who represents the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, who does their international market development. And those are two really strong voices for Tennesseans who are interested in selling their goods in a new market.
Eddie Bryant says a new poll here in Tennessee reflects the direction of much of the country in wanting to normalize relations with Cuba.
71% of Tennesseans support restoring diplomatic ties with Cuba, and 51% support ending the embargo. And we felt like those numbers were really great numbers to show majority support for a changing relationship and changing trade relationship. And we thought we'd have an event around it, and we're excited to be in Nashville on Monday.
The Engage Cuba event will be held at the Nashville Renaissance Hotel on Monday. Again, Tennessee farmers would benefit from normal trade relations with Cuba, especially with products like poultry, soybeans, and cotton. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.